Holt, long lead feed ahead to Benson. Byram joining the rush. A pass across, scores! Cue up the highlight reel for Bowen Byram's first goal.
Bowen Byram joining us.
Other than hockey, what sport do you excel at? Were you a baseball player as we're talking about the Little Leaguers?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I don't think I was quite to that extent in my baseball career. But, yeah, I enjoyed playing baseball until I was, I think I stopped playing when I was 14 or 15. So, yeah, that was kind of my sport other than hockey.
Now, other than hockey, that's your sport. Would you say that you're an all-around athlete, though? If we had to go shoot hoops, play some basketball, baseball, tennis, are you good at everything?
I think one thing I kind of struggle with is basketball, but other than that, I think I'm pretty good at everything. I mean, I'm okay for sure. I mean, I'm not unbelievable, but I get by, I guess. Yeah.
There you go. Bowen Byram joining us on the starting lineup.
You know, Bowen, it's been a roller coaster ride for you the last number of weeks. On the ice recently, helping Canada win gold at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup in Edmonton, and now you're preparing for your second full year in the Western Hockey League with the Vancouver Giants. What has this offseason been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun, I think. Getting to join the under-18 team at the Hlinka tournament was a huge honor, and I was very excited to get the opportunity to do that. And I've been a part of a number of Hockey Canada tournaments now, and it's a true privilege to do that. So hopefully, I can put myself in a position to get to compete in another tournament with them sometime soon.
Well, one of those tournaments you were in was with Ty Smith, and Ty just joined us about a half hour ago. He said he probably had, you know, maybe 5 days off, maybe a couple of weeks where he didn't do anything. You've had a similar summer. I mean, how much time have you had much time off not to think about hockey and just to rest?
Well, I had a couple of weeks after the summer, but other than that, I've been pretty busy. I mean, I was kind of starting to prepare for the under-18 camp once I got the call early July. So, I mean, it definitely it comes around quick. I mean, like, I can't believe that I'm already back in Vancouver with my adults and whatnot. It's a lot of fun, but yeah, it goes by fast and it's a lot, but you just got to manage your time, and I think I've been doing a pretty good job of that.
Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants joins us here on the starting lineup with Perry Sulkowski and Joey Kenward here on the new home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. Bowen, what did you see in your rookie year playing as a 16-year-old? What were the biggest adjustments you found playing major junior, maybe from playing bantam or midget the few previous years?
I just think it's not an individualistic game at all. Obviously, in bantam and midget, there's usually those guys that kind of stand out and can do lots on their own. But in the Western League, you can't be doing that. It's a hard league. Everyone's big, strong, and fast. So I think that's just what I found out the most. Pretty much is just it's a team game for sure. And also the guys are just so big and fast these days that it's hard to compete. You really got to stay focused in the off season training to get bigger and faster yourself.
Did the game slow down for you the more you played?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, after my 10 games or 11 games I played as a 15-year-old, I was definitely comfortable on the ice. But I wouldn't say I was maybe as effective as I was later on in the year, last year. I mean, yeah, for sure, it definitely slows down once you get more used to the play and once you get settled in. I mean, it was awesome being on the team I was on, too. We had multiple unbelievable players, and I was just it was just a great experience to learn from those guys, and now I'm going to put that into my own game.
Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants joining us here on the starting lineup. You mentioned some of those players, Ty Ronning, Tyler Benson, both players that led the team in goals or points, are graduating to pro hockey. But you've seen in really short order here, even just as a rookie, that when older players move on to bigger and better things, opportunities for younger players on the lineup open up. How much are you looking forward to having a bigger role with this club offensively and defensively, even if it's just your second season?
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, that's not a given either. It's a new coaching staff, new management staff, so I got to I got to do my work to gain their trust once again. But I'm pretty confident in myself, and hopefully I can do that. But yeah, it's an exciting year. I think if you look at our team, we're really deep, so that'll help maybe fill in some goals from the 60 that Ty scored last year. But no, it's going to be an exciting season, and I'm excited for whatever gets thrown at me.
You sit down to the coaches, you know, Michael Dick, Jamie Huard's here now. Did they talk to you in the summertime, or do you have that kind of relationship, or wait till everybody gets together?
No, I talked to them quite a bit. I mean, I already have a bit of a relationship. I have a relationship built with Mike Dick. He was my he was my coach in Bantam, my 2 years in Bantam, and then also I think 5 or 6 years in spring hockey. So we're very familiar with each other, and I'm just excited to get to know Jamie and Barkley a lot better this season.
Few more moments here with Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. You're projected to be a very high pick next summer when the NHL draft occurs here in Vancouver. Do you think about that? Do you get excited about that right now? Or are you just trying to keep everything in check, getting ready for a long hockey season?
It's very exciting. Obviously, you've been kind of keeping track since you were a little kid of when your draft year was, I guess. So, the position I put myself in from last year is very good for coming into this year. So I just need to continue doing my best, and the cards will play out as they play out, I guess. So I'm not too worried about that at the moment. I'm just focused on getting training camp underway and playing some hockey.
Yeah. Bowen, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have an older sister, Jamie, yep.
Okay, now, who is it, the boys back home or around the rink that will mention it more to you? Hey, man, draft your buddy. I just read this prospect list. This is where they have you picked. Is it your sister or friends? Who mentions it the most to you? And good on you for answering, yeah, you're excited about it, because you'd be crazy not to be, but you'll focus on hockey. But who do you get ribbing from or going, hey, man, how you doing? What's going on? I'm looking at this rating system. Who do you hear that the most from?
I guess I have some... I have some buddies at home that I kind of keep track of things and get pretty excited when something comes out. But I guess my family, too, my grandma and mom aren't shy to look around and find things like that, that's for sure. So it's funny. I mean, there's lots of YouTube videos or whatever out there of, like, little kids explaining who they think is what or whatever. So kind of entertaining sometimes, but I try to just keep my nose out of that stuff.
So grandma's surfing the net and going, listen, I just checked out this new website in Europe. They've got you as the second highest North American.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Hey, it's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're thrilled that we've got a relationship and are carrying the Vancouver Giants games here on Sportsnet 650. I'm sure this will be one of many times that we check into you, and everyone in Vancouver will enjoy the ride. So good luck as camp starts, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Bowen.
There's young Bowen Byram.
Sportsnet 650.